Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We're now going to have our guest, San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond, come back on the John and Ken Show, and he is calling on the county to declare a humanitarian crisis over what's been going on at the border with all the migrants. Let's find out what's going on there and more on this story. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Hey, John and Ken, thanks for doing this. Thanks for having me on.
This is the first we heard of that San Diego is getting a big migrant inflow. Tell us about it.
Oh, well, in the last 8 or 9 days, we've gotten over 6,500 migrants just dropped in our community. They've been dropping them at transit sites or transportation sites.
Who's they,
Jim? In our community, because the federal government.
The federal government. This isn't the Texas governor.
No, this is not Abbott. He didn't send busloads over. This is our own federal government, the Border Patrol and Department of Homeland Security. Their facilities for processing asylum seekers in San Diego County are at capacity. They're filled. There's no room. And so what they've been doing then is dropping migrants at our transit sites and saying, see you later, goodbye. You're on your own. They don't give them any help in how to buy a bus ticket or take them to the airport or anything.
So you're talking about people who are claiming asylum after crossing the Mexican-California border.
Yes.
Okay. And so then they're being transported to these, train stations, right?
Bus stations.
Yes. Bus stations. Yes. And told to go do the best you can. And do they have any money or any kind of welfare vouchers? Food stamps?
Some of them have money. Some have cell phones. Be honest with you, most of them within a day or two are somewhere else in the country. They're gone. Because in order to have asylum, you have to have a sponsor. And so once they try to go to their sponsor, but many of them, about 10% at least, are stuck here for the night. They don't have the money. They can't get a hold of their sponsor. And so what's happening is our nonprofits and our charities are meeting these people at these drop-off centers. We only get about a 30-minute heads up when the federal government's going to drop them off. And they're helping them, to get on their way. They're supplying them with food and phone chargers and things like that, trying to help them get to their final destination. But what's happening is these same charities and nonprofits, they're the ones that we are funding to help us with the homeless problem. And instead, now their focus is on these migrants. They're using some of the housing and hotel vouchers that we use for our homeless population.
Great.
They're using some of the hotels.
And, sounds like and, New York, yeah. So,
and so, you know, the eyes off are, you know, are. Nonprofits are focusing more on are focusing on migrants instead of on the homeless population that, you know, we already have that issue here. And so just having these people dropped off, it's not fair to them. It's not fair to the community that lives near these sites. And the first question they ask when they get off is where am I? I was in Oceanside the other day, and it was one of the drop off sites, and they about 20 people got dropped off. The morning I was there, and yesterday morning, and they didn't know where they were. They wanted, you know, either to, you know, their cell phone charged, or they wanted to ride to the airport to get to their sponsors. But many of them are just bewildered and do not know what to do. And this is the federal government just dropping people in our neighborhoods. So, you know, the same thing that they're blaming Abbott and DeSantis for, the federal government's doing to San Diego.
Well, the federal government has relocated far more illegal aliens than Abbott or DeSantis, because we've got millions of these people. So it had to be the feds that are distributing them around the country, because Abbott only sent about 13,000 to New York, and DeSantis has just sent out a handful. Most of it is Biden's administration's sending out literally millions of people. Some of them are they're self relocating.
Well, and some of them have the means to do it. And some of them are, you know, when they get dropped off, they can get to their sponsor's location, but you know, most of them don't know how to use our train system or bus system or things like that. And they're just being dropped off. To me, the federal government needs to do their job and not just drop people off. And now the citizens of San Diego County have to, you know, manage and process these people, or not process, just manage and try to get them to where they're going. And quite frankly, a lot of them are going to New York. Why? I don't know, but a lot of them are headed to New York.
They're getting the news. There's a right to shelter law there. People believe there's resources there.
You get free shelter. Eric Adams is trying to get it expedited so that they get jobs more quickly. So if you got shelter and a job, and then you'll start accessing the vast welfare system, you know, what's not to like about that deal?
It's true. It's true. And many of these charities and nonprofits are asking us, the county, for money. They're asking us for money so they can continue their efforts. It's like, well, we're not the immigration department. The county, we got all these other responsibilities. We're not immigration. Wow. And I talked to my congressman at length the other day, and I said, well, you know, I really don't want your money. I just want you, the federal government, to finish your job and not just drop off migrants here in our streets and in our neighborhood.
The administration doesn't care. I mean, Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, he says all city departments, their budgets are going to be cut 5% across the board, and the money has to be diverted to illegal alien services. That's what's going to happen.
Well, I'm trying to hold the line here in San Diego County and say, no, that's the federal government. We shouldn't be spending, you know, my question is to these agencies is, what homeless program do you want me to take the money from? Because that's
what is this,
really
what does this congressman tell you when you said to him, this has to be the federal government doing something here? What does he say?
Well, he said he didn't have any quick answers. He thought maybe they're he's telling me they're working on a bill, but, you know, it's 3 or 4 years off.
Yeah. Jim, is anybody in government besides you? Is there anybody who's not a boob?
Well, I've been called that a few times, but depending on who you talk to. But it's just common sense. It's like, you know, I use this analogy. It's like pouring a glass of water. When the glass is full, you stop pouring. But that's what, you know, the federal government's services here in San Diego County, they're at capacity. They're overwhelmed. You stop bringing them in.
I can't believe how stupid this policy is. This is a really incredibly, overwhelmingly stupid policy. First of all, it's wildly unpopular. Biden's approval rating on immigration is 23%. I mean, imagine getting 77% of the country to agree on a political hot button issue. Well, he's done it. 77% thinks he's doing a horrible job on immigration. The cities are full. It's taken money away from the homeless people and other poor people. Now they're cutting the general budget for all the citizens. They're still full. You can't create any more shelter space. to 100% capacity. And they send more in and more in. Well, what good is going to come of this?
I hope that more awareness happens, particularly, you know, it's San Diego. We're a border community, and so we're kind of not we're used to it, but it happens here a lot more often. So I'm glad to see New York and Chicago and Denver, whoever else is getting, and even some city in Montana I read about that, you know, is getting this. So hopefully the awareness in Congress and D.C. does something and gets us an immigration system that works. What they're doing is just failed. And you know, the common middle of the road citizen says, what the heck is going on here? Why are things going this way and just being dropped off in my neighborhood? It's nuts.
All right, Jim, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Thanks, Jonathan. Thanks for bringing this to attention, everybody's attention. Appreciate it.
Okay, sure. It's San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond, who says we got to declare some sort of crisis because in San Diego, they're seeing the federal government's just dropping off migrants left and right at bus stations, transit stations, and you know, good luck. And he says it's overwhelming, both the county and the nonprofits that deal with this. Yeah, unlike months ago when we were dealing with the end of, Title 42, there was a lot of people have no idea how big this migrant crisis has become again. Mm-hmm. The Texas mayor, this Democrat Oscar Leeser, held a news conference yesterday saying that El Paso was seeing 2,000 migrants a day coming into their 2,000 a day coming into their town looking for asylum in the city.
I saw 11,000 came over today. Fox News had a story in the whole region,
the whole Texas
border. Yeah, 11,000, which is in line with what's happened for the last week, 10 days. It's been averaging around 10,000 a day.
And I heard a lot of the surge is coming from Venezuela. And of course, Biden just gave them a gift, work permits, but you have to have been here by July 31st. But that doesn't get across to people.
Well, it doesn't matter.
They're just hearing, oh, yeah, something about I can work if I go there.
Because
they just get on the...
They'll change it. Everybody who gets in is going to get whatever paperwork, whatever approval they need. Maybe it takes, you know, 30 days. Maybe it takes a year. In the long run, they're all going to get it. There's going to be basically... Let's call it functional amnesty. All right? Maybe it's not going to be an official amnesty document from the Congress and the president, but they'll create the bureaucracy and they will facilitate whatever payments and whatever paperwork is necessary so they could live just the same as U.S. citizens. Yeah, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. And that's what they want to do. That is the purpose. This is not incompetence. This is the plan. This is what they wanted to do as soon as they got into the White House.
Well, meanwhile, President Joe Biden is taking care of important business. He attended the Congressional Black Caucus dinner on Saturday night. The 52nd Annual Legislative Conference, this awards dinner in Washington, D.C. for the Congressional Black Caucus. And, of course, making the rounds is that Biden had a little trouble with one of the honorees who was... Well, the rapper LL Cool J, remember him?
Sure. He still hosts the Grammys frequently.
He does. He was involved in hosting a number of shows, too. But, of course, here's what happened when Biden tried to mention him.
Two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip-hop in America, LL Cool J. By the way, that boy's got... That man's got biceps bigger than my thighs. I think he's...
Well, they're laughing. First of all, Joe couldn't get his name out correctly, adding another J, I guess.
LLJ Cool J.
Yeah. And then, of course, referring to him as boy has gotten a reaction.
Well, that's a racial slur. That's how slave owners referred to their slave hands.
Oh.
As boy. That was supposed to be a really disparaging pejorative.
LL Cool J's birth name is James Todd Smith. But clearly...
Oh, I thought...
LL Cool J works as a rapper name, but you thought he was born LL Cool J.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So these rappers, those are all stage names?
They might be.
Is that right?
Yeah, they might be.
Well, you learn something every day.
No. So... Joe, as frequently it says here, uses the name boy to refer to younger politicians. And, of course, everybody's pretty much younger than him.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he uses that on black men as well as white men.
Well,
I don't know.
He makes weird comments about about blacks. He always has. He had, well, because he grew up, what, in the 1950s?
Yes, yeah, he was born in 1942. So.
Right, yeah. So he's from a blue-collar town. So it slips out of him from time to time. Just kind of like mildly pejorative. Yes.
Yeah, well, especially when he's relaxed and he wants to talk off the cuff.
Remember when he described his he described Obama as clean and articulate?
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. It's those sort of backhanded implications that he specializes in.
Oh, and you missed some good stuff today, including an interview with a prosecutor who's trying to help out a family prevent the murderers of their parents be released one at a time. It's a good interview. It's about how California now has decided it doesn't matter how heinous a crime you committed, there's always a chance we're going to release you.
Even pickaxe to the eyes of the victims.
Pickaxe to the eyes.
And those people may be getting out.
Murdered a couple in Modesto in 1979, and the first of the four is already released. And that's what we talked about with the special
Newsom.
Prosecutor. Yeah, Newsom.
Because of Psycho Newsom.
He's all over the place.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Well, a story I found kind of fascinating appeared the other day in the El Segundo Times by one of their foreign correspondents. And the idea was researchers were trying to come up with how many people in the world, I guess, but obviously this would focus on a couple of countries. How many people work for the drug cartels? Or the cartels, since they also engage in smuggling of people. They have many, many operations. So they came up with an estimate of 175,000 people. This would make the cartels Mexico's fifth largest employer. And I took a look here just to give you a general idea. And you know what company I found that is right on par with 175,000 employees?
What's
it's
that?
Kind of in the news right now. General Motors.
Oh.
General Motors has about 167,000 employees. So if this is true about the cartels, then the cartels are in line.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
With a company the size of General Motors.
Yeah, that really puts it in an easy-to-understand perspective. The Mexican drug cartels, the size of General Motors.
Wow. Yes. Now, this would be a number of cartels. It wouldn't just be the ones you hear about. Even there's a bunch of smaller cartels. It says here the study created a greatly fragmented panorama of 150 cartels. Many are small regional bands that are not necessarily affiliated with these sophisticated transnational syndicates, but that gives you an idea about how many cartels they think are running around in Mexico, about 150.
Yeah, so it's the whole industry. The whole industry is 175,000. And we are the largest market, both for humans and for drugs.
Estimates of annual profits start at $6 billion and head upwards. I mean, really, what are the expenses if you run a cartel, right?
Well, you have to pay the heads of all the governments involved.
You do. You have the bribe money. Yes.
I cannot believe that there aren't a lot of American politicians taking money from the cartels in order to allow this border situation to go the way it's going. And there's no other explanation. I do not understand letting in millions of people. It helps no one. It hurts Americans in many ways. Why would an American president and the Congress allow this to go on? Either they're getting money, or they're getting severe death threats that they don't think they can be protected properly, or maybe it's both. But I don't understand from a policy standpoint, from just a reality standpoint, why any American president or Congress would allow this.
So the researchers looked at statistics trying to figure out who's in prison, who's dead during the last decade. Mexican cartels have to recruit 350 to 370 people every week to replenish ranks diminished by losses from arrests and murder. That's apparently the task that they're upwards.
But they pay really well. They don't have a problem doing it.
I don't think that they do.
Right.
Which is why I think the Mexican government is somewhat tacit about this, because it's a big source of revenue towards their poor population.
What I heard, and it was Bill Malugin's report, or another reporter, at the border, it's that you can clearly see Mexican law enforcement and Mexican military standing on the Mexican side of the border watching the tens of thousands of people go over. Yeah. They're just standing there watching. So obviously they're paid off to provide an ease of transport for the drug cartels' migrants. And every one of those migrants paid for that passage. All the migrants you see coming in on the trucks and the train cars, they're all paying customers. The cartels run the transportation, and the law enforcement and the Mexican military is watching. So they're paid.
It looks like they do drug trafficking, extortion, kidnapping, fuel theft. That's a good one. And migrant smuggling.
Mm-hmm.
The last time we had an estimate from this government, it was the head of the DEA who told Congress in July that the two biggest cartels in Mexico, which are Sinaloa and Jalisco New Generation, have about 45,000 members. So that'd be a pretty good chunk of the 175,000 estimate for the 150 groups. But
and they have them spaced out in 100 countries.
This in 100 countries.
This is a worldwide drug distribution network. This dwarfs whatever Italy has produced with the Italian mafia.
Oh, the Italian mafia. It does.
You have huge mafias in Italy. You have also in Russia. But this Mexican drug cartel mafia, holy moly, it is a superpower. And everyone's afraid to take it on. I wonder what kind of weaponry they have.
That's a good question. We know there have been some encounters where they've had some impressive weaponry.
I mean, we would have to say...
Remember, they held the whole city for a while? I think they even had tanks and everything?
Because Ron DeSantis, one of my favorite things about his campaign, is he's saying, you know, first day, we're sending in the American military, and we're going to use drones, and we're going to drop missiles on the drug factories and the command headquarters, and we're going to take care of this. Now, he's the only one I hear talking about it in such an explicit way. I don't hear Trump even talking about it this way. And certainly not Biden or anybody else in the Democratic Party. It's like, how could you not send in the military to stop this?
Now, this story says, well, the legalization of cannabis in many U.S. states has reduced demand for marijuana from Mexico. Although I've read stories that they have their own grow operations in the U.S. now. That's the cartel's response was, let's just go there and grow it, right?
They do. I mean, markets contract and expand, but whatever they lose on the marijuana end, they are making up with fentanyl and with meth. And man, those are really cheap. I mean, marijuana takes time to grow, but fentanyl and meth?
And it mentions that the emergence of the synthetic opioid fentanyl has trimmed the demand for Mexican-produced heroin, which we've talked about before. Fentanyl has just bumped heroin right out as the big addictive evil number one drug.
But that's something else you don't have to grow. You get this unlimited supply of chemicals from China, and then you have manufacturing costs at the labs. Clearly, it's incredibly profitable.
All right. Well, in the continuing, I'd say, long time attempt to figure out what could be the possible causes of autism, we have a brand new study bringing in something I hadn't heard before. Researchers at the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio found that pregnant or breastfeeding women who consume diet soda or other foods and drinks containing aspartame could experience higher rates of autism diagnoses in their sons, according to this study.
It's a correlation. They haven't proved that the diet soda causes the autism, but they notice there's a correlation that among boys who've been diagnosed with autism, their mothers were three times as likely to report drinking at least one diet soda a day.
Or consuming an equivalent amount of 5 tabletop packets of aspartame. So is it just aspartame? When you say diet soda, some of them are different sweeteners, I thought. But
yeah, I mean, I'd never have diet soda.
I think the most popular diet drinks are aspartame, Diet Coke and such.
Yeah, they say it's a major warning flag.
And yeah, they're saying, now, it does not prove causality. It does not prove that maternal intake of diet sodas and aspartame specifically during pregnancy or nursing increases a child's risk of autism, but they do believe it's a warning flag that people ought to pay attention to. And what's the big deal? If you're planning to become pregnant, it's actually recommending that 6 months before you become pregnant, you should stop with the diet sodas.
87% of the autism cases in the study were male, which is true. I've rarely run into girls who are autistic. Almost all the time it's boys. You know, the thing is, it sharply increased in recent decades, and there's got to be a reason.
I saw that. I thought of that too, and I said, I think, you know, diet soda's really boomed. Beginning in the 70s, 80s. I remember the warnings back in the 60s. Remember Tab, the diet drink Tab, which had the saccharin in it.
Saccharin, yeah. Cyclamates, too.
And cyclamates, right.
Yeah.
And again, when you look at the sales, because I look at this every now and then of sodas, diet is not that big a category of sales. But I would say it was more common for people to pick up a diet drink in the 80s, 90s. Yeah, and then we started seeing these reports of autism.
Well, one of the researchers who wrote a book said kids with autism have an imbalance maybe of certain chemicals in the brain. Neurotransmitter chemicals like glutamate and gamma-aminobutyric acid, which is shown to be triggered by aspartame. He said this study confirms what was previously suspected, that aspartame may elevate the risk if consumed during pregnancy. The good news is that avoiding diet sodas and other sources of aspartame during pregnancy might lower the risk of having a child with autism.
Now, one of the limitations of the study, which you can understand, is that the data from the mothers on what they were drinking and consuming was collected years after their pregnancy and nursing experiences. They want to do a study that's got more current pregnant women involved rather than trying to ask, did you remember, did you drink diet soda when you were pregnant 10 years ago with your son who now is, you know, someone autistic?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of diet studies are retroactive studies where it's based on people's memories. But you can't do a test like this, right? You can't, you know, take 50 mothers, feed them diet soda every day and 50 mothers.
And you
can't do that kind of test.
But you would think you would be able to find pregnant women and then just try to have them write down exactly what they're drinking and eating and then take a look years later and see, you know, what the rate of autism was for their male son.
I've always thought it's something in modern life. I don't know if it was, you know, chemical pollution, you know, exposure to certain toxins, but there was something about modern life that was causing the changes in a child's brain when they're
No vaccines?
Well, I mean, I understood the vaccine argument, but they've never found any research that proved it. But I understand why people would think that. But the flaw with the vaccine argument was this autism thing has to happen in development. Has to happen while it's still in the uterus, the baby. Oh, and certainly the aspartame and the diet soda is flowing through in the uterus.
Well, how hard would it be if you're going to become pregnant just to give up the aspartame, the diet sodas for, the length of that, the course of your pregnancy? I don't think it's a big sacrifice. Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.